This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. Christ the King Wednesday CE. First posted November 24, 2010. Romans 13:11-14. Christ's imminent return. Christians should wake up and realize that Christ could return at any moment. Our salvation is closer now than when we first believed. The long night of ungodliness and rebellion is almost over. The day of righteousness is about to break forth. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. We should conduct ourselves as in the light of day, not participating in the works of darkness, not indulging in revelry, drunkenness, debauchery, licentiousness, quarreling or jealousy. Instead, let us apply Christ's teaching in our lives and not pursue and indulge in the desires of the flesh. This creation has been designed by God to be an opportunity to learn by trial and error that God's word is trustworthy and true, and to receive eternal life in God's heavenly kingdom. Jesus Christ has been God's one and only plan for our salvation. Acts 4:12, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right, and it has been designed into creation from the very start, John 1:1-5:14. This lifetime is our only opportunity to seek and come to know God, our Creator, Acts 17:26-27, and this is only possible through Jesus Christ, John 14:6, by the Holy Spirit which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to His disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. This lifetime is our only opportunity to be born again, John 3:3-5-8, to eternal life. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and it has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. God has provided forgiveness for our sin, disobedience of God's word, and salvation from eternal condemnation in Jesus Christ. But that salvation must be claimed and received through faith, obedient trust, in Jesus. We must be reborn spiritually, so that we are filled, guided and empowered by His Holy Spirit. We should be following Jesus' example and carrying on His ministry of redemption to a lost and dying world. None of us can be sure that there will be a tomorrow. Today is the only day we have to do what we can and should. We can be certain that the day of the Lord will come within our lifetime. Are you ready for Christ's return? Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:13-14?